Hey, y'all ready to do this thing? Y'all want to put your headphones on? Y'all want to do this podcast?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing a podcast.
Yeah, today's the only day we can do it.
Did you say we were doing a podcast?
I did yesterday, not today.
Oh, man.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Are you ready for it?
Now I am.
Are you? Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me just turn your headphones down, girl.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
Okay. Unscripted. Unshackled. Uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel.
Ricky.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a dumbass. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye now.
Holly.
I finally got boobs and a butt back.
And Scotty the Body.
Am I not as cool and good-looking as I think I am?
The Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
No, my tongue feels too big today.
Only from Hot 101.5.
Give me Kit Kat or give me death.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Sound like a real morning show.
It does.
So fancy.
Look at that.
Yep.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller.
I'm Holly O'Connor.
I'm Scotty, a.k.a. Scotty the Body.
And we do the morning show on Hot 101.5. If you don't listen to that on the air, please do.
Yes.
We do the Uncensored podcast once a week. It drops every Friday at noon, and we're just getting this. So we're recording it this week on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll get it Friday, but we're just getting the news about Michael Bloomberg suspending his presidential campaign. Literally, like, as I hit record, it's coming across all the news wires.
He
says he's endorsing Biden.
Oh.
He says he's endorsing Biden.
Hang on. You guys talk a minute. I got to answer my mom.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Just real quick, and by the time you get to this Friday, you know, the reports will have already been out, but Bloomberg, a media tycoon worth an estimated $60 billion, entered the race in November.
Quickly
spent hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money to flood social media, television, and radio ads that boasted Mike will get it done. And he dropped out. He didn't get it.
Oh,
it's Boss Will. Hello. We're doing the podcast. How you doing? What's wrong?
I know.
It's always kind of
stressful. Why do you look confused?
Because it's Tuesday.
Wait,
it's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Oh, it's it's Wednesday.
Are you okay?
I don't know what day it is.
Yeah, I know.
Why are we doing the podcast on Wednesday?
Because we don't have time tomorrow or Friday, so we have to do it today because it drops every Friday.
Oh, but it's still technically Friday when people hear it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because in podcast listening, it's so shifted.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge podcast listener, and it's only gotten bigger over the past couple of years.
Sure.
And I don't care, when I hear a podcast when it's recorded. Yeah. I just want to hear it. But I like the consistency of knowing it's going to drop every day.
Yeah.
Or every certain time. And we just started, the news just came across that Michael Bloomberg suspended his campaign. And we were sort of about to talk about it before we started the podcast. And I think it's a shame that this man spent, and this is what I've read. I'm not a Politico. I don't sit and read tons of articles. I don't know who I'm voting for. So I'm not sitting here with all the facts, but just from what I've seen in headlines, that he spent $500 million since November on his campaign and he dropped out. And normally you raise your money from your supporters,
right,
and you use that for ads, for TV ads, yeah, radio ads, and whatever. He spent $500 million of his own money, worth $60 billion. This man could have paid off debt in a for college kids, you know, all graduating this year, or solved the water crisis. Right.
True.
But, he wanted to skirt around, the process of politics and just say, well, I'm worth $60 billion. Watch this. What the fuck?
Oh.
What are we doing in our country right now? It seriously is starting to scare me. Where are we? What are we doing?
We're just floating along.
You know.
The end of times. It's fine.
We have lost. I don't want to get started on this, but we have lost the ability. And you guys have talked about this before. We have lost the ability to have a debate in this country.
Yeah.
Because, if I differ from your views, you're a snowflake or you're a name or, it's just, mm-hmm. You guys talked about this as well, and I actually relate to this because I have found that I just cannot use, I heard one of your podcasts recently where you talked about you stopped watching CNN because of the 2016 election.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's Facebook. I cannot, Facebook used to be fun before the last election.
Right.
And I'm moderate. I'm right down the middle. I have beliefs over here and I have beliefs over there. Like most average people do.
Mm-hmm.
But we live in a world of extremes. So you got to be way over here to get noticed, or you got to be way over here. Yeah. And you can't be in the middle because it's like, yeah, we don't fit in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But everybody's in the middle.
Right.
The only way to really solve our country's problems, and here I am, maybe I'll run for president in 2024.
Hey! Come on, Will.
We have to abolish the parties.
Mm.
There is no, it does not fit the average person anymore.
No, it's true. I mean, I don't even know what the parties, but well, I think we have to get out of this mindset of the two-party system.
Yeah.
I think that once we can have four or five that lines up with whatever beliefs that are most important to you,
yeah.
Because everybody has like one supercharged thing that this is what they make their stake on. Like Holly, your mom's is abortion.
Yes.
For her, that is the most important.
That's the most important for her.
For me, it's gay black issues, like minority issues. For some people, it may be money.
Yeah.
But I feel like if we have those parties that sort of represent, whereas now it's just like it's a shit show in both parties.
It is a big old mess.
Yeah.
Like we have our primary elections here, and it's mostly for Democrats because we live in a closed party primary state. So if you are Democrat, you can only vote for a Democrat to be the presidential nominee. If you're a Republican, well, it's going to be Trump. So I don't even know. Like, I don't know what the ballot looks like for you if you're a Republican. So, like, do you
or independent? What do you do?
Right, you can't vote. You can't vote in the primary.
So I can't vote.
And yeah. So you're out.
So
you're done.
I'm shit out of luck.
Yeah. Bye. So that's actually why I switched parties, because I used to be independent, but then when I found out that Florida does their primaries that way, I was like, well, now I got to choose which one. I can't be independent. Holly, do you know who you're voting for in the primaries?
No. Not even a little bit. Because. Mm. I assume we now have to wait to see what happens up until March 17th.
Yeah.
When it is.
Yeah.
And then we're left with just crap.
I think it's safe to say it. This is a basically Biden versus Sanders.
Biden primary and Bernie.
Right.
And this is what I said. It's basically like those two old man Muppets up in the corner of the theater heckling everyone.
Well, and
that's who we're voting on.
That's the big problem, because when you look at, you know, more recently, but it comes down to the lesser of the two evils.
That isn't how you run a country. I don't like
where
that.
We all have to go, well, you know,
both suck.
Like, listen, I mean, I'm not a fan of Trump, but I wasn't all up there on Hillary Clinton either. I'll be honest. I just, something didn't sit right with me and her.
Mm-hmm. See, to me, I was a Clinton supporter, and this is the first time I've actually said it out loud. Like, I wasn't just I guess this is who I'm going to vote for. Right. Like, I stand with her. Like,
you had
I'm
a
with
bumper
her.
Sticker.
I did. Like, oh. I truly loved it, and I hated seeing all the stuff that was said about her, but that's either here nor there now. But what I do hate is this is the first time I felt this way was when Kerry was running for president back in 2004, I believe it was, against Bush.
Yeah.
And literally I was like, well,
I know.
I mean,
that's what
and
we
then
got.
After yeah. he lost, like most Democrats were like, I mean, I know, like there was no hope. I mean, we had to try.
That's
like,
what this year feels very much like the Kerry year.
Right. It's like,
well, everybody's like, well,
but are we so broken? With these extremes that nothing really ever gets done?
I think
like,
so.
All we do is teeter-totter back and forth every 4 to 8 years.
Right.
And, well, we're going to go Republican this year because, well, what we did as Democrats last year, 8 years didn't work. And then we get through 8 years of being a Republican. Then we go to Democrat. It's just all we do is teeter-totter back and forth.
And, like, one part, like, you know, what happens under one president, the next president erases that and then does their own thing. And then the next thing happens and the next thing. It's a vicious cycle of nothing's getting done ever.
I honestly believe, you know, in my heart that really we live in two separate countries.
Mm.
That, and part of the reason why we cannot reconcile together is, well, A, we live in a modern time where just this hatred speech and everyone having a microphone and just saying what's on your mind, everyone's okay to do that. And when you don't agree with them, well, you suck. But it's like the people's values, and I'm generalizing, people's values in the more metro areas, the larger cities, are just completely different.
Right.
Like, we cannot walk in the shoes of someone who lives in Nebraska.
No. Right.
Because we're so different.
Oh, yeah.
Yet we try to put everybody in the same box. And again, it goes back to the parties, but it's like we really have evolved into two different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you solve that problem? What do we do?
You split it in half.
Oh, no. They may have been onto something, and this might come off the wrong way, but it's not. They may have been onto something back when you had the North versus the South.
Right, right.
Because basically, you went where your value. You went.
What were we doing this? Like, I'm sorry. We should have just let y'all go. Like, y'all can keep Florida. We have beaches up here, too. It's fine. Like,
well, you know what? I think that what's going to have to happen is when it comes to unifying the country, I think Trump will probably be elected again for another 4 years.
And I agree with that.
And, you know, once we get past that, it's going to take, I believe, a governor of a state to run for president who understands what it means to reconcile those two. So I'm thinking of a governor of a state like Florida or Georgia, where you have two vastly different populations, but they're able to bring it together. So I'll say, and this is also with an asterisk, without, you know, I don't know all the politics and what they've done. For our governor, Ron DeSantis, who, when he was running, we were like, oh, my God, he's Trump light, like Jesus Christ. He's going to, you know, put all the gays in, you know, shock collars and conversion therapy, scare, scare, scare. And like after his first couple of months, it was like, wow, he's really good. And he's not, I don't want to say progressive. He's reasonable. He's human. He's like, all right, like, let's not try to govern with the Bible, but govern with humans.
Yeah.
Let's govern with humans. And that so far, now, like I say, I don't know what all he's done. So if he's like passed something against gays or blacks or anybody, I apologize for not, you know, being up on it. I'm just speaking as a human who's just passively looking at it.
Yeah.
It's going to take a governor who knows how to bring people together to be president. That's what it's going to take, because when you have a senator, they're just used to conquering and dividing, you know, or someone like a Mike Bloomberg who was a mayor. You need someone who's been held a state race over a big geographical space that knows how to bring people together. And maybe that'll help. Mm. I don't know.
I have a question.
Yes.
Have any of you ever lived in a caucus state?
No.
What's that?
What is that?
Well, okay. So this year, I will say, because of all the, I guess, the sensationalism in the media, I have followed a little bit more and done my own homework on certain things. And I had never really understood what a caucus was until I really started following the Iowa caucuses this year, because there were so many candidates. It's like, but basically the caucus is where you show up with your peers and you all basically stand in a corner with who you're going to vote for.
Oh.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
No, I still don't quite get what it is.
So, do you know this?
Like a little bit, but not enough to explain it. Like the people that live there in that county.
Oh. Just like you would go to your precinct to vote.
Right.
These people show up at their precinct with their neighbors, their peers, their doctors, their teachers. And okay, so Bernie Sanders people, you're over in that corner.
Oh.
All right, Buttigieg, you're over in that corner.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sanders, you're over in that corner. And you physically go stand there in that corner with people that you're voting with. To get counted. So let's say...
Oh, you literally are counted?
You are counted standing together with your group.
Yeah.
So you're caucusing for your candidate. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're Sanders over in that corner and you're Biden in that corner, and it's like your best friend. Like, you will physically see, like, you will be in publicly, like, everyone will see who you voted for.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, we're going to a private little voting booth.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
weird. It is so weird. Like, I don't even know how that can be a thing.
I mean, I guess I didn't know what that meant when people said the Iowa caucus. Yeah, I just thought it was a debate.
No.
Caucusing is you are publicly standing in a corner voting for your caucusing, rather.
That? Like, did Thomas Jefferson put that in place? Like, when they only had 20 people in a county?
And
like,
it's such a hell of a process, too, because it takes forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the first caucus is determining viability. You have to have 15% of the overall total vote for your precinct to be viable.
Mm.
So if you didn't have enough people, then the second part of this is like, let's say you're in a candidate that's not viable. Well, then let's say me and Scotty are with Biden, mm-hmm. and you and Miguel are with Sanders. So let's say your candidate is not viable. Scotty and I would have to try to hustle you to come to our caucus.
What? It's like sorority recruitment.
Oh, yeah. It really is.
What in the hell?
Yeah. So,
this is where we live?
Yeah.
This caucusing is a thing. Mm-hmm. Now, I think Minnesota actually for Super Tuesday last night for the first time went to just regular voting versus they used to be a caucus. But it's like I can't imagine after I've like learned the process, because you don't know the process unless you've been through it or done your homework. I'm like, that is the weirdest fucking thing
that we
do in the year 2020.
Yeah.
I'd like to be hustled by people across the room.
I've never.
I mean, this is where we are. I mean, and then like so that at the state level, and then when you get to the whole electoral college thing for the whole country, I mean, then it's a shit show. I think we should just say thoughts and prayers for our political system, because
there you go.
There is no answer, and until we as the people realize also that the parties, the Democrats, the Republicans, like the people who run them at the state level, those are businesses.
Yeah.
Those are businesses that are running that make millions of dollars. And until we, the people, finally decide to like make a decision about it, it's going to continue to devolve this way. And I don't know what it's only going to get worse as like the Russians and the deep state fake videos of people in the fake.
We're screwed.
It's a lot.
Well, and also I think, too, what needs to happen.
Turn the internet off.
Is turn the internet off.
That's what we
do. And actually, I hate to say this because we work in the industry, but turn the media off.
Oh, absolutely.
Like the news media, which is totally biased. We need to get to a point where the average American, who generally tends to be more independent or in the middle, not as extreme, that needs to be the big voice.
Right, right.
But that doesn't get ratings.
No.
And if you don't get ratings, you ain't making money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not fun to have moderates on the air because there's nothing to talk about.
No. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. And, you know, we've had people through the years, you know, say they wish that we would talk about politics like on our on-air show. And we've mentioned this before that we can't because you don't care. Like, think about it. Like, like I'm one of the rare people, and we can look at the ratings and see here. Like, I listen to NPR. Like, when I'm usually not at the radio station because, you know, I've heard every song we play, and I'm like, I got it, and I want to hear people talking.
I think you should listen to Lewis Capaldi one more time.
If I hear that.
Stop. Go ahead. Continue.
I was about to say, I'm down.
Yeah.
Sorry, Holly.
Why'd you tell me to stop?
That's fine.
Why'd you tell me to stop?
Well, Holly had an adventure on Twitter this week.
I need Sean Ross coming at me again.
Yeah. No, he was supporting you.
Yeah, I think he was.
Anyway, we're way out of context.
Yeah. Anyway.
We're way out of context, as you were.
Now I forgot what I was about to say.
We can't talk politics on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Like, when you listen to NPR, and I've had it on when my boyfriend Abe was in the car, and he's like, why do they sound sleepy? Like,
they
why
always
do they? Right, and that's why when we bust out of the gate at 5:50 in the morning, we're like, burr, because if we were like, well, good morning.
Hi.
My name's Bob Phillips, and this is NPR.
Yeah. All things considered. Yeah. Like, that's a very niche audience. And so most people don't care for all the facts.
And the other side of that, too, is with terrestrial radio in general, top 40 radio, basically all the radio stations above, 89.9 on your dial, we are designed, for the most part, to take you out of that space where you're bitching about politics, you're bitching about religion, you're bitching about life.
Mm-hmm.
We are an escape for that. That's part of the reason why we don't get political on the show is, it creates a divide, which we don't want to do on the actual on-air show.
Right.
But we are an escape from those drama that you experience throughout the day.
Right.
Just like, you know, we're not all crazy about coronavirus. Oh, my God, it's here in Tampa. Everyone's freaking out.
Right.
Fine. It is what it is. You know,
right.
I have a theory that some of us have already had the damn thing.
Probably.
But we don't go there. It's a flu. It's just a flu.
Now, I had the flu.
I know. What if it was coronavirus?
If you were diagnosed with the flu, that's one thing.
Yeah,
however, in Orlando at Power 95.3, Esty, my morning show host there, she was out for a couple of days with flu-like symptoms. And when she got back from the doctor, and this was about a month and a half ago, so before the thing really blew up.
Uh-huh.
This is just a little story in China, coronavirus at this point. She had said, the doctors didn't know what I had. It was a viral thing. They gave me some antibiotics and sent me on my way.
But it wasn't
the flu.
But see, that's weird because that's what most happens at the doctor. Like, my kid was sick
in February, early February.
Yeah.
And I was sure it was the flu. And I took her, and they're like, not the flu. I mean, it's just viral. So just keep her comfortable. I mean, like, a lot of times they don't know what it is that
you have.
Right.
So it probably was a form of, and again, I'm not a doctor or scientist, so I'm talking out my ass. But, like, I don't know.
I had Corona.
Okay. You just,
I had a Corona beer. Oh, my God. I had the coronavirus.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You're fine.
But the.
I'm scared now.
You get very famous if you just, you know, say that.
No, here's the problem.
Oh, true.
Because then you start getting quarantined and the CDC's in your house and now you can't do anything. And
wait a minute, but how great would ratings be?
That's like that scene from E.T. when they come in with crazy pipes.
I mean, but how great would it be, though, if I could do the show from my house, like, quarantined as the coronavirus, like, with coronavirus?
Well, hey, you know what? Go get it. Well, I mean,
I thought about that. Like, right now, since it's only a couple in Tampa, this is just a stupid thought that I have in the day. I was like, you know what? Everyone that gets it right now has, like, instant fame. You right now, you go get it, you make a vlog, boom, millions of views on YouTube.
Yeah, but again, this is one of those things that people are kind of uneasy about. So, like, I'll show you a picture I posted on my Instagram. I know you can't see it because it's a podcast, but people are giving me shit for this.
What is it? Let's see.
I'm looking at it right now, so you want to describe it?
Okay, so it's your cute little dog, and is it like a pond?
Yes, a little bit.
All right, and it says beautiful day in St. Pete today, but then you put in little, like, bacteria germ things in the sky.
I used the virus emoji and put little eyeballs on them.
Yeah. Look.
The germs are in the sky.
They're coming for you.
And I've had a couple people that said, come on, Will, this is kind of serious. Don't, like, really? You think that's funny? I'm like, well, come on.
You got to make light of situations.
What
are
you going to do? Hide from it? Like,
right. You can't always be serious about it. Like, you have to know the facts. Wash your hands. Cover your mouth. If you feel sick. Ooh, get the Lysol out. Somebody get the Lysol out right now.
That was a snowflake sneeze.
What even is that?
Wait, did you really sneeze?
No, that was
I was like, what, is that how you really sneeze? Well, while we have you real quick, I'm really curious. So I go through these waves of tiredness and just feeling very, how would I describe it?
Mentally exhausted?
Mentally exhausted, yes. And I get very self-conscious. And so, like, even today during the show, like, actually on the air, as I said something as we were coming out of a song, and then Holly and Scott looked at me, and on the air I was like, did I say something wrong? Did I do something wrong? What am I doing wrong? I feel like I'm doing something wrong. Should I go home? I feel like I'm doing a bad job right now. Like, I'm feeling very self-conscious.
Oh, I heard that.
It happens to me probably, like, every two months or so, Holly, or every 3 months or so, where I just
maybe once a month.
Maybe, possibly.
Like once. Yeah.
Are you on your period, Holly?
Well, my period's a little weird right now because I have my device in.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
No, it's I don't know what's going on with it. Maybe. I had it put in, and they say that your period might be, like, a little abnormal for the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, nobody wants to hear this, but it's a thing. There's some things happening.
Mm. I wonder if that's what it is.
And this is NPR.
Yeah.
Sorry, you've listened.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Hey, really quick side tangent, and then we'll get right back to you feel wonky.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving on 275 and getting off on Dale Mabry yesterday, and I have little homeless bags in my car to give to homeless people if they, like, ask for money and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give money, but I give, like, there's, like, a little can of tuna, and there's, like, socks and Band-Aids and sunscreen and, like, toothbrush, toothpaste. And I also have two feminine products in there, like two pads.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's a woman, you're right. Where are they getting pads from?
Mm-hmm.
So I have those in there, too.
Yeah.
Well, I've given out almost all the bags now. It's been about 6 months that we've had these in the car. So this man comes, and I'm like, oh, I don't have any cash, but would you like this bag? And he's like, yeah, that's definitely the socks. That's great. I was like, cool. Well, he starts to walk away, and he opens it, and then he comes back to my car, and he's like, can you take those girl things out?
Oh, God.
I was like... do you know any girl? No, I'll just give them
to
me.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even touch them.
Like, you're not going to get the fucking cooties from touching a tampon.
I was blown away. I'm like, sir, it's my mom again. Hold on.
That's fine.
Get back to your story about
this. Yeah, so you're going to ask me a question.
How do we sound? Are we sounding okay? Are we doing okay? And I also feel like because, you know, you split your time between us and Orlando, it's sort of like a long distance relationship that, like, if we don't hear from you in a while, I'm like, I think Will hates us.
Yeah. That's how I feel in my normal relationship sometimes.
Yeah. Scott's in a long-distance relationship, so you get it.
Oh, yeah. If we don't talk for a day, I'm like, you hate me. We're done.
Right.
She's like, well, I'm fine. We're fine.
It's, well, okay, you're being overdramatic.
I know I am. That's my MO.
We live in a world, it's unfortunate, but we live in a world where all of us have way too much on our plate.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes no news is good news.
Okay.
That's true. I feel like that's good with Will, because I feel like when something's wrong, like, we'll let you know real quick. Like,
I need you to love me! I need you to tell me I'm doing okay!
And listen, I mean, I watch what's going on when I'm not in the market in social media. When you open up the damn door with your foot and not your hands.
That's because I'm not trying to get the virus.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. Let me let you fix that
first. Hold on. The microphone.
No, what are you doing?
Will's going to fix his microphone first. Okay. Is it fixed? All right. Because I can only imagine if I'm hearing that in my car and the speakers all hear doo 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 doo.
The microphone just broke on
there
me.
There we go.
All right. No, so like I saw the Instagram stories of you opening up the door with the door, sticking your shoe. You probably stepped on dog shit or something.
No, it was the top of my shoe. The top of your shoe? How dirty is the top of your shoe?
Yeah, but hold on a second. Man, I wish this was video. Because when you grab a door handle, like your arm goes around it and you pull. So the bottom of your shoe is touching the metal part on the door.
I was making sure I only get my toe tip.
You have those big clunky dad shoes on. So.
And I wiped it off after I used it.
That's because I yelled.
I called you out.
That's true. I'm just trying to find new ways to not open doors with my hands. Because I know everybody around here got some germs on their fingers.
Okay, well, how about you just get a bunch of wipes out, and then every time that you leave, you use the wipe to open up
usually
the door.
Usually I do. Like, when I go out of the bathroom now I have paper towels, and I open every door that I have to come back in here with paper towels, because I'm like, well, I don't want to defeat the purpose of washing my hands, so let me walk around with a cloth.
Well, you guys know I'm clean, because you've been in my office. You probably go through my drawers. You see the containers full of Clorox wipes I have in my office.
Well, that's what's so surprising to me about this, Will. So you are like a super germaphobe.
Not really.
A little bit.
I just know, like, okay.
Yeah.
I just know how dirty people are in the workplace.
No, it's true. People are disgusting.
Let's talk about when you've been in the restroom and you're in a stall and you listen to people around you that do their business and they don't touch the sink.
Oh.
Like, that happens more often than not. Maybe it's radio people, I don't know. But, like, I find that nobody here washes their hands when they're in the bathroom.
Here to me is what I find just completely disgusting, and maybe this happens at your workplace or at school, is when you walk into the bathroom, and this is the men's bathroom I'm talking about, obviously. And
no, I hang out in the female bathroom.
I know. Well, you know, to each his own.
No, I don't.
To each his own.
Someone will get mad at me.
To each his own.
Here come the tweets.
I know, right? At DJ Will Calder.
I don't do that.
And
I just make bad jokes. Yeah.
You will see shit on the toilet seat or someone left remnants of it in the bowl. And I'm like, you couldn't take 2 seconds to wipe off the seat if, I don't know what happened to your digestive system, whatever. That's not my business.
Oh,
but, like, clean it up for the next person. Like, that's your own doing. So now you are having to make, one, that stall inoperable, and now you're asking another human being to clean up your shit.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that is so disrespectful that, like, the people that clean up, like, because my grandma used to do that. And I know that, like, that's a hard job to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't want to clean up your shit. Just because they have to don't mean they want to.
Yeah.
Like, clean up your shit. Flush the toilet. Like, to me, that just boggles my mind in the workplace. I'm
put that in the bathroom right now. We'll put a sign.
Well,
clean up your shit.
Let's talk about that. Because, all right, so at my old radio station in Miami that I worked at for 7 years, there was a situation like that just disgusted me. And I was like a pseudo manager because I was a step below where I am now.
Mm.
But I was so disgusted by what I saw, I sent an all-staff email.
Heck yeah.
Basically with a picture of what I saw in the bathroom.
Oh, yes.
Furthermore, with a line that said, please clean up after yourself. Your mother doesn't work here. Guess who got pulled aside and... I was pulled aside and told... That email was inappropriate.
That's interesting. Like, why? Like, because we can't call each other out? Is that because that's, like,
I don't
culture?
Know
because
was...
I used to do that when I was, like, in my fraternity. Like, I was notorious as the president to be like, you know what? I'm tired of this crap. Like, I'm going to call you out if I have to call you out. obviously, I left that presidency a couple months in because obviously you can't do that to a bunch of 18 to 22-year-olds. But
yikes.
Still, like, you can't call people. Like, you gotten talked to instead of like, hey, let's solve the problem. Like, that's weird to me.
Because, you know, everyone's a snowflake. No, someone was offended by my email and didn't feel it was appropriate for me to send a picture of poop to the all staff.
Well, then don't
the
leave out the doo-doo.
But you're right. It's
but
like,
I'm offended by walking into the bathroom and seeing that you haven't flushed.
Well, then there's a proper way to take that up with your manager, Miguel.
Okay, and then what's the manager going to do? Because we don't know whose shit it is. So somebody's got to say
DNA
something.
DNA test it.
Yeah.
Girl, listen, I would. I'm a petty bitch. Please believe, if I had a home kit, I'd go and swab it to find out who it is. And then, you know what? I would personally talk to them and say, what issues are you having with your digestive system?
Is it that they never
lot?
Like, well, I don't know about the digest. I mean, even if you have that, like, you still should clean if you know. But what if you just never taught that that's, you know... I'm going to be honest.
That you don't.
Because your mother doesn't actually work at the radio station.
Well, yeah, because
you're onto a point.
I think some people, like, literally, Jay, just don't even consider it because they've never been taught it. Like, right. That's what I've learned with, like, people just leaving stuff out or not.
You don't know what you don't
track.
Know.
You don't know what you don't know. And so it's like, I don't know how
you
that
would, gets you would think some of this passion. Is common sense, but.
Common sense, like, ain't so common.
Okay, wait. Like, listen, I am so, like, yes, I'm empathetic towards when people don't know, they don't know. I got it.
I'm not saying it's okay.
But. There are people. Like, I can't literally wrap my brain around this. If you leave a thing from your poo on the seat, you've never been taught to clean it. Like, you would do that at home? You would do that with...
I think some people...
Hey, listen. If
I can't.
If someone was coddled their whole life and someone cleaned up for them after every little, inappropriate error that was made, you're never going to learn. It's like training a dog, you know? It's like if you let the dog piss and shit all over your apartment and your carpet and you never do any course correction on behavioral changes,
mm-hmm.
How are they going to learn? And I'm not comparing humans to dogs, but I kind of am.
Yeah, you know, I mean, well, that's what it looks like.
If you come up as a spoiled child that's grown into an adult and maybe you still live with your mother when you're 27 years old and she cleans your bathroom every day.
Okay. You know
I'm
what?
Not saying it's right.
No,
I know.
It's
I'm
definitely
just,
not.
But that's not how I grew up.
Right, and I'm trying to wrap my brain around it. Like, I'm thinking of who do we work with here at the radio station that would be that. Like, I can see somewhat. Like, when I was in college, Scott, I went through the same thing in the dorms when we were all 18, 19. And they would just do the grossest stuff that I'd be like,
God.
I remember I got into a fight with the guys on my floor. I was the RA because they would like shave and then they would leave their razor clippings all over the sink. And I'd be like, y'all, like, cause this is like old school dorms where it was like a floor with the bathroom in the middle with like the public showers and then traditional style dorms that I had that I came up in. And so I'd be like, you do realize that there are 15 other people that have to use that sink after you. I don't want your clippings in my toothbrush. And they'd be like, well, so? And I'm like, okay, then you just don't care.
Yeah, some people just don't care. Some people don't know because they've been coddled, and others just don't care.
Because they suck.
I mean, this would be a pretty boring world if we had nothing but perfect humans running around. You know what I mean?
I guess we'll just have to be okay with walking around with shit-stained seats at work.
You know what, though? It creates stories for us to tell, which makes this podcast more interesting, which is why people listen, because we talk talk about these real moments that you're like, what is going on with this planet?
It just, it boggles my mind that that happens. Yeah. So real quick, before we head out, Holly, you okay?
No.
Oh, dear. Uh-oh. You're about to cry. What's wrong?
I'm so fucking angry.
Uh-oh.
Like, why?
Uh-oh.
Why can't she fucking get Uber? Oh, my God. It's not that hard. Oh, my God. It's not that hard. Maybe it is. Maybe it's that hard. I'm sorry.
So Holly just walked out because your mom called you. And just in case to catch you up while you're
I cry when I get so frustrated because there's no other way for me to get it all out.
Right. Holly's mom had, she's always been bad with technology.
Always.
And then she had a brain tumor a couple years ago, had it out, had a hard time recovering just cognitively. But she's been doing a lot better, but she can't drive. And so Holly's responsible in carting her mom around to a lot of different places.
Yeah.
And she's finally, we thought, been able to use Uber except for now.
Except for she's not. Like, she can use it leaving the house to get somewhere. But when she gets to the location and then she has to take it back home, it's like she loses her mind. It's like she sees the screen that's not exactly the way that I told, like, the home screen where you have the map and you put, you know.
It's different.
It is different. And I've written out some directions, which apparently were too complex. I even had pictures, but fuck me, whatever. And so then my friend helped, and he wrote it really, like, very simply. So the first call today... The first call today, she was like, I can't find the paper. I can't find the paper that he wrote. I don't know. I've been looking for an hour. I'm like, okay, well, just open the app and see if you can see what it's like. Mm-hmm. She got it. And then she called me again. She's like, I can't. I don't know what's happening. I'm like, okay, well, ask someone. And she's like, then she called back again. She was like, I asked three people and they don't know how to do it. I'm like, who the fuck did you ask? Grandma Johnson? Did you ask a young person?
Actually, it was great Grandma Johnson, because even Grandma Johnson would know how to do it.
Hey, talk to the receptionist. They probably know.
I know. I was like, and so that's why after that entire time of me and she's like going through it and she doesn't speak well and I'm like, what are you looking at? And it's just, it's so fucking frustrating. I'm sorry I'm swearing so much.
No, it's fine.
But so then I'm like, okay, you know what? Go find a young person right now and I'll talk to them. And she's like, oh, well, how do I get out of this? I'm like, I don't know if what. Never mind. So then I call my friend, who's now sort of in charge of carting my mom around when he's not going through his own stuff. And I'm like, can you go get my mom? Just please, just can you please go to Publix and get my mom? And he's like, yes. So
wait, so your mom is just at Publix trying to figure out Uber?
Yes. So he's going to go get her. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Now, have you done, like, practice runs with her to be
you
like...
You can't really do a practice run
right, unless
in
you
that
actually
way.
Go somewhere.
Right, because right. the issue... Like, she's usually pretty good about leaving the house.
Right.
But it's when she gets to the second location, she can't get back, because it's like you have to, like, rate your driver or, like...
Leave a tip.
Or it's not even that sometimes. Sometimes she's like, this says, do I want to become an Uber driver? I'm like, no! God, no! Oh, God.
So when you see her in person and she's going through this... Like, to me, when it comes to technology, like, if it doesn't tell me exactly what's going on, then I'll try to...
Problem solve, right?
Click around and be like, so does she just stop at that point? Like, if it's not right there in front of her, does she just go, I don't get it, and just gives up, like, before she even starts?
I think so. Or if she clicks around, then she gets even more lost, and the problem is then her anxiety kicks in, and it's like she literally loses her mind. She's just like, I don't know! And I'm like... So anyway,
here's a. I'm sorry that you're going through that.
No, it's fine. I'll be okay. I just had to get that. Sometimes you know you gotta vent.
No, totally. Sorry. And yeah, you definitely needed to vent.
Sorry.
But as you were speaking of that, what was going through my mind is, of course, the generational disconnects.
Yeah.
And like I was thinking of the moment because you're describing. Did you troubleshoot? Did you click on this or that? I'm describing that first time I opened up Snapchat after that one big change, and I'm going. I was feeling like you're describing your mother right now. Like, what is this?
Yes.
I don't have time to learn something new. I just want it to work.
Yes, that's probably what she feels every day. And I feel so bad. So not only am I frustrated, but I feel guilty. Because I'm like, I know she doesn't get it. Like, I know.
Right.
But that doesn't stop me from feeling frustrated that I can't be like, is there an X anywhere in a corner where you can close out of something? And she's like, an X? I'm like, oh, my God. It's like the rules of computers since like the beginning of time. There's an X somewhere.
My mom's a lot like that too, and I enable it by buying her iPads and like phones and stuff, and it always comes back to bite me because she's like, the thing with my mom is the little switch on the side of an iPhone that turns on the ringer. She's like, I always get the, you never call your mother, you know, from her. Mm-hmm. But I do call her. She just never answers it.
Yes. Probably because she didn't hear it.
She doesn't
and then
hear
she's
it.
Like, she's and like, then if you say you called, then she's like, well, I didn't hear it.
Exactly. Well, I think the phone's broke. I don't know what to do with it.
My God,
Mom, there's a little switch on the side.
Yeah.
Flip it. Well, how does it get flipped back? I don't know, in your pocket?
I know.
you know, we have to take this phone in because something's wrong with it. Your father messes with it, and then it doesn't work right when I get it back, and then you never call me, and I'm like,
I feel
says
you.
Six missed calls from your son.
Yeah, and then they're
I didn't
like,
see that.
I didn't see that. I didn't hear anything.
What are you talking about?
Oh man, I feel you.
And
so,
then, oh god, I made another mistake recently too because my mom actually on New Year's she went into the emergency room.
Ooh.
My mom has she's smoked 10 packs of cigarettes a day for 50 years, and now it's kind of catching up with her. So on New Year's, she was having, and she's always suffered from some heart palpitations.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had to go in on New Year's to the emergency room because apparently, like, her heart was shutting down. It was basically down to 40%.
Oh,
my
man.
Gosh.
Scary.
She stopped smoking cold turkey, which I'm proud of her. We've never been able to get her to do that. And she hasn't smoked to this day. Now we're 3 months in. I bought her an Apple Watch because, you know, it has the EKG thing on it. And I'm like, whenever you feel weird, you know, here's how you take the report. You can email it right to your doctor.
Okay.
Girl, that is.
I heard that and I'm like, I got heart palpitations thinking about your mom doing
you
that.
You might as well said, hey, can you put together this engine and the next NASA rocket going up to the moon?
Yes.
After it was sort of a panic buy. So I'm like, well, what can I do to monitor my mom? All right, let me get her an Apple Watch and this will... it'll be something to kind of help her feel better about herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
No.
It doesn't turn on.
Yep.
How come it doesn't work?
Yep.
But the button didn't click.
Yep.
I hit that setting and what is it doing?
Yep.
Why, can I call you on it? And then it turned into, I kind of like that watch band. Can you buy that for me? And then I open it up. The link she sends me is like a $400 like watch band. I'm like, okay.
Oh, great.
Oh, you're like, yeah, not
I just made
happening.
A big old mistake
here. Heart was in the right place.
Yeah.
But
I do feel your pain when it comes to mothers and technology and how
we
mean well, but we know it's just not a fit.
It's Mm-mm. not.
Because back in the day, our moms just called up a taxi.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone.
Yes.
I need a taxi in 20 minutes.
Yes.
And then...
I wonder.
That's what my mom is always like. How does it know where I am? Like, her big thing is like, how do I tell it where I am? I'm like, it already knows.
And then it turns into Big Brother.
Yeah.
Well, is the government watching?
Oh, no. That's what my mom would say is, see, they always know where I am. They're coming to kill me.
It's fine.
Now, I wonder, though, because you know they have classes at, like, the Apple store.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have, like, a senior citizens.
They do.
Technology.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. I don't look at that.
I mean, because that might be something to, like, fill her time and also, like, because I'm sure there is a way for them to, like, demo the Uber app to where you don't have to necessarily, like, be in a ride and then have to end it, where they may be able to, like, show her through a demo process of how to do it.
That'd be great.
There has to be a way because I cannot imagine the frustration with that.
I know.
That.
Hold on. Sorry to derail, but the Mike Bloomberg sponsor is still running even though he's cut. What channel are we watching right now?
This is Fox 13.
So a Mike Bloomberg commercial is still running, even though he just pulled the plug.
Well, I mean, listen, they got that money, so they still got to we got to pay for it.
Sorry, I found that interesting.
No.
Us media geeks,
I know,
when
right?
something like that happens, we're like,
I know.
You
got to
pull the spots. Did you pull the spots?
I just saw that earlier, and I was like, ooh, they didn't pull spots yet.
Ooh, which I do have a question about that first, Will. But Holly, what you were saying.
Nope. I'm good.
Oh.
Sorry. We're all over the place.
No, it's fine.
Squirrel.
Hey! I've noticed that we didn't play any Mike Bloomberg spots on Hot 101.5, whereas I feel like I heard a lot of other radio stations in the market were playing them.
Do
you know why? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've heard
on, like, every podcast,
Top 40?
Every station.
Yeah.
Our format?
Yeah. On Top 40, absolutely.
So on FLZ or Wild?
I don't I know Wild.
Wild makes sense.
Right, absolutely.
Because of their demographic.
Well, his commercials were like, I love black people.
Oh.
Yeah. I love blacks.
That makes
I'm Michael Bloomberg, and I approve this message.
Now, that makes sense, because both Hot and FLZ, our ethnic composition is more white and Hispanic, whereas Wild is more black. So if they're spending money based on demographics, then the money, that makes sense as to why you maybe heard it on Wild and not Hot.
Oh, gotcha. Because I know in some like radio groups that I follow on Facebook, there were people on from like all different formats that were like, hey, we're running lots of commercials. And I was just assuming at some point we'd start seeing a bunch of Mike Bloomberg commercials.
I mean, it may have ramped up as we got closer to the Florida primary because we're still 2 weeks out.
Gotcha.
You know, because all of his money was going to the states that mattered at that point.
Yeah.
Right.
So there could have been a secondary plan. All right, take care of the stations that lean more African-American first and then start ramping up towards general market as we get closer to the primary. But now that's not going to matter because...
Yeah.
But yeah, there's probably a strategy there. And I think when you're looking at what his ultimate goal was, is he was definitely trying to get blacks excited
mm-hmm.
to kind of be that, you know, anti-Biden or that alternative to Biden. Mm.
And it just I like blacks.
Yeah.
I like blacks.
I know a black.
That's literally what his commercial.
I like blacks.
Whenever I would be listening to Wild and his commercial would come on. And I think the website, it was like Bloomberg for Black America
no.
or something like
oh,
that.
God.
And I was like, too much.
Because, you know, Bernie was never going to get that.
No.
Let's be, come on. Yeah. Miguel, you know, let's talk about your family in Atlanta. What are they saying about Bernie Sanders around the dinner table?
Like
come
Bernie.
On.
Yeah, they're not voting for Bernie Sanders. Yeah. I can tell you that much. So, all right.
Yeah, well, it's all demographics.
Well, thank you so much for hitting us up and joining us on the podcast. And
when I come in, it's always like the hard-hitting shit.
Yeah, that was all over the place. Holy
moly. I wasn't
moly.
Prepared to get all that, like, open and emotional today, but gee.
That's what we do on the Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
Did I miss something big?
I need a beer.
Oh, well. Same. Go get one.
Holly, what's all your social media?
Radio Holly, and that's everything except for Facebook, which is Holly on Hot 101.5.
Scott?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
And Boss Man Will, do you want to give out your social media?
Actually, I think some of your fans that hated me before now like me.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, because we haven't had any problems on the show lately that I've
had. That's good, too.
It's a DJ. It's at DJ Will Calder on all the socials.
Wicca, 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 wicca. And mine is Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller. And you can find that on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and on TikTok as well. And make sure to download the free Hot 101.5 app to give us a listen for the podcast there. Also, if you're on iTunes, just make sure to rate and subscribe. Until next Friday at noon, thanks for listening.